With STPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The South Dakota Helpline Center is working to train the public in suicide prevention. On October 18th, the Helpline Center is hosting a two-day training program called ASSIST, Applied Suicide Intervention Skills Training. The program is available at Helpline in Sioux Falls. Sherry Nelson is Helpline's Suicide Prevention Director. She says the more people with prevention training, the better.
It's for anyone who wants to be able to provide suicide first aid. By people attending this training, they would be able to discuss suicide with a person who is at risk. They can help to make a plan in order to help that person, demonstrate the use of intervention skills, and identify resources available to help that person at risk. So it teaches effective intervention skills while helping to build that suicide prevention network within the community.
Nelson says the program includes identification of risk, communication with at-risk individuals, and the incorporation of a safety plan. She says individuals interested in the program can register for the training on the Helpline Center website. Despite not having a presence in South Dakota, the ride-sharing service Uber is giving the state $500,000 in a legal settlement. Company leaders recently settled a suit over a data breach, and they've agreed to split $148 million with all 50 states. Phil Carlson is an assistant South Dakota Attorney General. He says about 70 drivers with South Dakota addresses had their information compromised by Uber. Late last year, Uber announced hackers had obtained data from 600,000 drivers. States sued Uber, contending the company is required by law to report breaches. More news, listen.stpb.org. Freeze warning in effect for South Central South Dakota through Friday morning. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, snow in the west, rain or snow possible down south. Lows in the 20s and 30s. This is STPB News.